All right, welcome everyone. I wanted to interrupt that pod for about the last 20 minutes or so. I didn't have a guest plan. I actually had two guests planned. I just found out a little while ago, a couple hours ago, I've got two people coming on. Most everybody knows Tressa Graves. I'd like to have Tressa say hello. Hi, Tressa.
Hey, everybody. Me again.
It's me again. And I also want to welcome Doug Cox. I don't know, Tressa, maybe you can introduce Doug a little bit better than I can. Maybe say a little bit about him, and then he can introduce himself.
Yeah. Doug is actually the owner of Screamville out in Corrington, Tennessee, which is where I'm going to be doing my first book signing in over 2 years. So this is really special for me to have them invite me out there. But yeah, his haunt is pretty cool. I wanted to have him on here to try and let you know a little bit about it, because me and Russ McCamey are going to be out there Friday doing a meet and greet. I'll be signing in books and everything. So we'll let Doug come in and talk a little bit about his haunt out there.
Yes, welcome,
hey,
Doug.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're a haunted attraction in Corrington, Tennessee. It's a haunted corn maze. We sit on about 7 acres. We have structures built throughout the maze, so you're not just actually in the corn the whole time. It's an outdoor, indoor haunted attraction. This is our second year in operation. Had a big first year, great reviews, and so we've came back bigger. The trail's bigger this year, more scares, more actors, and we've just been having a good time.
Say, Doug, I wanted to inject a little bit there. I know that you and Tressa were going to do a lot of this show here, but I don't know. It's been at least 30 years, maybe even 35 or 40 years, but in my area, may have been one of the first attractions in America to do this kind of a thing. They've seemed to have at least, like, I don't know, 10 or 12 acres that they have many, many facilities around the area, a little town called Niles, Michigan, in southwest Michigan. And it's just the haunted house, or scream house, I think it's called. It was voted quite a few years ago one of the top attractions in America. I mean, there's been many, many places since then that have come out with bigger and better. But I just want to put that in there, yeah.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of benefits to having that much acreage and just outdoor attractions. I mean, we're looking to expand, maybe next year have another haunt on the land, possibly a hayride as well. Very festive out there. We've got the room to, have special guests, bonfires, big screen movie projector showing movies, for the guests while they wait in line. So, having that kind of land available makes it a festive environment for the Halloween season.
Why do you think? I'll let you chime in there first, Doug, and then Tressa can tell me her answer. Why do you think these things have gained in popularity? These haunted houses with multifaceted attractions and actors, like you mentioned a few minutes ago, and I don't know. I mean, why do you think that's so big?
The haunted industry in general?
Yes, yes.
I think just more and more people are, personally, I believe they're just looking for an escape. I think it's a way to kind of tap into different senses. I think
it's an adrenaline
people,
rush, isn't it?
As much as they... I'm sorry.
Do you think it's the adrenaline rush?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's the adrenaline rush. It's some people, they bungee jump. Some people love roller coasters. It's a different kind of fear, though. Like my 8-year-old, she won't come near my haunted house, but she'll ride roller coasters all day. I'm totally the opposite. You're not going to catch me on a roller coaster. But I love the fear of, the haunts. I've been traveling these things for 30 years, and it's just, it's a different kind of adrenaline rush, but I think that is it. I think people really want to tap into the unknown, things that do scare them. They like to push, push the envelope a little bit and feel that rush.
Well, the adrenaline rush, they say for the haunted house theme type shows or whatever, the attractions, it's the fight or flight reaction.
Absolutely. Sometimes I like to tap into the psyche of people. you know, and watch them get scared. Everybody reacts totally different. You do have the ones that fight or flight. You know, as soon as they're scared, the first thing they do is just, you know, just run. Freak out, run. Some people talk a lot. You know, I've noticed in line, I work the queue line there, and people will just, you know, talk. And as soon as they get in the haunt, they freak out.
They clam up.
Watching people and how they react differently to being scared.
We had fun. I don't know. It's been at least 20 plus years ago now that we had an actor at our attraction that brought out the chainsaw and started it up and would chase people around when they came out the backside. And we had Beetlejuice. He was one of the actors that would act crazy. But Tressa, I want you to chime in on that.
I think Doug hit it. I think people like to push themselves. That's why in my writing and stuff, that's why people pick up a horror novel and read it, because they like to be in that situation, survival situation or whatever, but be in it at a safe distance so they can put the book down and walk away or go through the haunt, and they know that the haunt's going to end and they're not going to get hurt. So, and in this, in the age that we live in right now, I think more and more people are looking for that because they do want to push themselves, like Doug said. And that's something that I have to say his haunt did, because I haven't really been through a haunt in 2 years, and I was really nervous going through it. I had never been through a corn maze haunt like this, and I couldn't see where I was going. The chainsaws came out. I got halfway through it. Sam was with me. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. And he's like, well, it's too bad, because you got to go through it. And
that's right. No turning back now. Lori says hi, by the way.
Hi, Lori. So, and Doug is different because you can go through it. It's outdoor. And then all of a sudden you come up on this building and you're already scared because you're outside. And then you got to come up on this building. And I think that's when I freaked out, was was the first building I had to come, you know, up on. So I think his haunt, it will scare you because you don't know what's coming, especially after being outside and having to walk back inside a building, you know. So he's really got something pretty cool going on out there. But yeah, it's because people like to be scared at a safe distance. It started out with roller coasters, and then they want more and more and more with the haunts. And then you got someone
bungee
like Russ McKinney.
Yeah, bungee jumping.
Who comes on board and he takes it to another level.
Right, right. Well, let's do get into the heart of the reason why you two come on here, Tressa.
Well, I'm on here because Friday, like I said, I'm going to be out there from 8 to 11 doing a book signing at Screamville. So anyone who's in the area, I would highly recommend you guys come out, not just because I'm there, because the haunt is something that you got to come out and do. This is a good one. That's all I can say about that. I don't want to give too much away. Doug will be scaring the hell out of me come Friday night if I do that. So I think people will really, really enjoy this. I've been to many haunts, and I have to say this is probably in the top three that I've been in. I've been in haunts down in Florida, Michigan, Kentucky. I've been all over the place out doing book signings and stuff, and this is in the top of what people need to go out there and experience. So, and I think me and Russ McKamey will help entertain people while they're in line waiting to go through the haunt. I think, what is it, Doug? You guys let 2 to 4 go in at a time?
Yeah, typically we don't like to let more than 6 in. 6 is really our limit. You know, we really do like to do 2 and 4, but I mean, if you're with a group and we just can't break you up, you know, we'll send you in with, you know, 6 to 8, but we tell them in line, it kills the experience. The smaller the groups, the more you're going to see. You know, you go into a room, you've got 8 people, first person sets off an animatronic, you know, it's just, the smaller the groups, you know, you're getting more for, you know, you're getting the whole show. You wouldn't want anybody to miss anything, and, you know. So we encourage people to go in at, you know, 4 groups of 4.
Yeah. Whenever I went through it, it was just me and Sam. So I like going in it with more people so I can be right in the middle. And I'm the one kneeling down.
That's usually the case. We usually mess with them in line and tell them, you know, if they're with their boyfriends, that the girls have to go first and then the guys go. They never like that.
And I bet you it's the guys who scream louder than the girls a lot of times.
Oh, man, we had this one guy. He was a pretty big guy. I mean, he was, you know, 6'3", 250. He got into, you know, one of the rooms we call the body room, and it's just the smell in there itself is just unbelievable. And the guy just vomits all over the place. And then our scare actor hits him with his scare tool, and the guy just goes through the wall, knocks the wall almost down. We had to hold the haunt and repair it.
Oh, goodness.
I wasn't that bad, so that's a good thing. And I also, anyone who listens to this, I did a special for Springville. If you come out and you work for Anheuser-Busch Bud Light, you get $5 off the book when I'm out there, and a digitally signed photo for anyone that works at Bud Light. And if you bring in a receipt from any Dick's Last Resort within the last 30 days, you get the same offer, but you have to bring in your receipt. And it does have to be within 30 days that you visited Dick's Last Resort. So I've got those two specials going on to try and bring more people out to the haunt if they're brave enough. I mean, if you're brave enough to walk into a Dick's Last Resort, you ought to be able to go to a haunt.
I think so, too.
Yeah, very true.
Have you been to a Dick's Last Resort, Doug?
I have, yeah. It's pretty brutal.
Uh-huh.
Which one have you been to, the one in Gatlinburg? Or?
Yeah, it was the one in Gatlinburg when they first opened, yeah. And it was brutal. It was fun, don't get me wrong. And the food was good, but yeah, they'll really get you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've been out there a number of times to do book signs. I've had Bud Light go out there and do the advertising for me. I've had the Bud Light girls and stuff go out on the book signings. And Steven got to go to his first Dick's Last Resort in downtown Chicago when I did a book signing there.
Well,
he got a taste of a Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, it's been the only one so far, so I can't wait to go to another one. Yeah, can't wait to go to another one yet. So
I wish you was here, Steven, so you could check out the haunt. Next year, hopefully, we can plan something bigger at Springville. They'll be on my top list because I have a lot of big things coming out over the next, hopefully, 6 months or so. And I will make sure I schedule them in the month of October, no matter where I am, you know, doing book signings. I'll make sure that they are the first stop for next Halloween as well. So it'd be really fun to bring out extra people there.
Yeah, maybe we can make that happen.
Yeah. And Doug, the tickets are how much to get in?
Tickets are only $12. We're the cheapest haunted attraction, you know, in the area. Nowhere else you can go and get a haunt for $12. So, yeah, we're only $12 per ticket.
Which makes it really, really good because a lot of the haunts around the area, aren't they like $15, $20 to get into?
Yeah, you're $15 to $25 range, yeah.
You can't even go to a scary movie and get anything to eat or drink for that kind of money.
No, you can't.
Definitely not. But is there anything else that you want people to know about the haunt, Doug, now that we're on here? It's your time to shine. And look.
Or maybe a website or something like that, yeah.
This is, you can check us out on the website. It's www.screamvillehaunt.com. You can check us out on Facebook at Screamville Haunted Attraction on Facebook. We list all our events, special guests. We do ticket giveaways. We're also on Instagram at Screamville Haunted Attraction. We're at 6825 Tyndall Road. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee. Dead End Road. Just you'll see the big sign on Tazewell Pike. Can't miss it. Make that turn and you'll see the haunt. This weekend, of course, Trissa will be there and Russ McCamey on Friday night. And we'll be showing The Evil Dead 2 on the big screen by the fire. This is our final weekend, guys, so come out and see us Friday and Saturday. We'll also be open Halloween night, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. We stop ticket sales at 11. If you're in line, we'll run till the last person goes.
Well, very good.
I think we're getting back there, wasn't we?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I thought we was getting a little bit of feedback there and couldn't hear that last part you said. I don't know if Stephen heard it or not.
No, it was fine. It was fine.
Oh, okay. And Doug, I might get with you after the show, and let's do a giveaway on Facebook for Thursday night if you want to. I'll team in and give something if you want to have a contest or something go on Facebook for the next couple days.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
I'll do a free book, a free signed book to someone. How about that?
Sounds perfect. Wonderful.
Good. So we'll get together after the show.
Well, I thank the both of you for coming on. We're just about done here.
Yep. Thank you again, Stephen. And thank you, Doug, for coming on and talking about the haunt.
Yeah. Thanks a bunch, guys, for inviting me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yep. And hope to talk to you guys soon then.
Thanks, Stephen. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tressa.
Bye.
Thanks, Doug. Bye.